You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Senator Chuck Schumer says he's pulling out all the stops to ensure Syracuse gets its share of federal funding to address lead hazards in older homes. Lead paint was banned in 1978, but 90% of Syracuse's housing stock was built before 1980. Schumer says that means in many cases, the lead paint is still there, cracking and peeling and being ingested by children.
It's important to note we've made progress here with the number of children being diagnosed. And the number of children with lead poisoning, here's the only good news, is actually decreasing because both the city and the county continue to remove lead paint from homes.
Still, Onondaga County health officials say at least 675 children were poisoned by lead last year. Schumer says he was able to add $85 million to HUD's Office of Lead Hazard Control and Healthy Homes for the 2018 budget and has another $30 million ready to go for next year. Plus, he's urging HUD to approve the city's joint $4.1 million application with the county for lead remediation after being cut off a few years ago.
Their program is now totally up to snuff, and they should get it. And just to say Onondaga County has a program, that's not good enough. We need both because we have such an overwhelming problem. There's problems in some of the suburbs, but the city is where the problem is located because we have the oldest housing stock and the most rental housing where often this occurs.
11% of children tested in Syracuse displayed elevated levels of lead. Dr. Travis Hobart is assistant medical director of the Central and Eastern New York Lead Poisoning Center at SUNY Upstate. He says the damage to children's brains is irreversible, but the cause is preventable.
One of the frustrating things about lead poisoning is when we find out about it, it's too late, right? So we are doing our best to test the children as pediatricians and make sure that we find the issue when it's there. This is like the canary in the coal mine, right?
Yes.
We're using the children as the canary to find the problem.
The private sector has stepped up to try and fill the gap in reduced and denied federal funding. The Central New York Community Foundation recently announced a $2 million commitment toward ending childhood lead poisoning. Home headquarters and Housing Visions are also doing their part. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.